Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends, and a joyous Christmas to you. Today I want to share with you some thoughts on why was Jesus born in a stable and laid in a manger when he came to the earth to be the Savior of the world. We'll begin by reading the account of the birth of Jesus found in Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." This story, which has become so familiar to many, holds for us a secret of the character and the love of God. First of all, God went to great lengths to identify Jesus as the Messiah, the Savior of the world, by assuring that he would fulfill numerous prophecies that had been written hundreds of years before about the coming of the Savior. One of those prophecies involved where the Savior would be born, and it was specifically stated that he would be born in the town called Bethlehem. Since Mary and Joseph were not living in Bethlehem, God had to make sure that they arrived there in time for the birth of Jesus, that Jesus' birth might fulfill that specific prophecy. This was done by making sure that a census was called by the governing officials that required people to return to their ancestral home. And in the case of Joseph, that ancestral hometown was the town of Bethlehem. So here, Mary and Joseph arrived. The town was full of people bustling with others who had arrived to fulfill the governmental order that people go and register for, the census. The population of the town had swelled with all these temporary visitors to the point that there were no available hotel rooms, so to speak. Inns at that time were often very simple and humble dwellings that were built up on a platform with space for the animals that would be traveling with the people to bed down and be fed overnight. It formed kind of a stable underneath the raised platform where the rooms for the inn would be located. Without doubt, Mary and Joseph had gone to one of these inns. Finding no room, it was suggested to them that the only available space was one of these locations for the animals. Imagine a pregnant woman ready to give birth, experiencing the pains of labor, having to bring forth her child in such a setting. Yet that was exactly what God intended. Why would God let the King of the universe, the Savior of the world, be born in such a humble situation? There's great symbolism for us and for every person on the earth today that Jesus was born into a place that was filthy, that reeked with the foul odors of animal dung, that was damp and cold in the night. The very manger that Jesus was placed in by his parents was not made from wood, as we often see displayed in nativity scenes, but mangers at the time of Christ were made from rock, and they were shaped somewhat like a bathtub, sort of carved out with a recessed area, and they were used to hold water or hay for the sheep and animals, never for a baby to lie in. But this was the sign that God pointed to. This was the sign that was told to the shepherds. Luke 2:12 says that the angels made this statement to those shepherds out in the field. This will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger, lying in a feed trough for animals. God very specifically designed this situation to be the receptacle for the entrance of the Savior of the world into the earth. It's a picture of God's willingness to come into the darkest, foulest places on the earth, which is the human heart that's steeped in sin. God was willing to be born in a place of filth, a place of rejection, a place most undesirable, to show to every person that there is no sin so black that God is not willing to come in and change that heart and that life. God was willing to grace the foulest, sin-sick soul with his purity and his perfection. His presence coming into your life will bring a cleansing and a sanctification, a holiness that is not there unless he comes in. God doesn't wait until you clean up your life, until you clean up your act to come in. God, if he's allowed to, will come into your life to clean up your act. Will you allow him? Jesus was born in these humble circumstances and laid in a manger filled with insect-infested hay and straw to show that he's not afraid of the darkest sin, but instead that he'll confront it. He'll come in. He'll change that life. He'll bring his beauty and take away your filth. He'll bring his holiness and remove your sin. He'll bring his glory and change what has become so debased into something very beautiful. There is one requirement. God asks of you permission to come in. He'll not force his way into your life. Many people have believed the deception or the lie that Satan has sold to humanity, that God won't have anything to do with you because you're too much of a sinner. You have to become holy for him to accept you. And yet the opposite is true. Jesus Christ came and died for sinners. He came for the sin-sick soul. He came to change the darkness of your life into light. But you have to choose. You have to allow him. You have to accept him. You have to say, God, here's all my darkness. Bring your light. Today on Christmas, I want to invite you to ask the Savior of the world, the King of the universe, the God of love, to come in to the darkness of the stable of your heart, to take up residence and to change it. Pray with me now. God wants to come in. Say, Father God, I see that I'm a sinner and that my heart is filled with darkness. And yet you said in your word you came for sinners. I invite you to come into my heart. I believe you came to this earth and died on that cross to pay the penalty for the sin in my life, that I could be reconciled to God the Father. You paid the price for my sin, and you promised to forgive me if I came to you and confessed it. Today I confess I need you as Savior. I invite you to come in, take up residence in my heart, change my life. I give my life to you now. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for taking me into your family. Thank you that today's a new day. Thank you for taking the darkness out of my heart and bringing your light and your life and your love. Help me follow you every day of my life. Merry Christmas and welcome to God's family.
Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.